Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. If you don't know, every Thursday, which is Collaboration Thursday, I am currently reading chapters out of my book, Speak From Within. If you have trouble motivating audiences, inspiring them, engaging with them when you're talking to people live, this is the book for you. Every Thursday for the last few weeks, you've gotten a chapter or part of a chapter, and today we're going to continue that trend. This episode is brought to you by BrainFM. BrainFM is my favorite app. I love it. It is the app I use to meditate, to sleep, to get my creative work done, to recharge, to chill out, you name it. I use it just about every day for one thing or another. Well, I use it every day because I use it to meditate, but I use it just about every day for other things in my life as well. If you want to try the app, go to brain.fm/innovativemindset and use the coupon Innovative Mindset. And if you do that, you're going to get 20% off the app. And because I'm an affiliate, because I love it so much, if you do that, I will probably get a wee little bit of money coming back to me. The episode is also brought to you by Gloria Chow's PR Starter Pack. If you want media attention, earned media attention that's for real, that you don't pay for, go ahead and get her PR Starter Pack. I am an affiliate with that too. I use the PR Starter Pack in my own earned media shenanigans, and I love it. It's gotten me on podcasts. It's gotten me into some amazing publications, and I hope that if you try it, you will do it too. There's a link in the show notes for that. Go for it and try it. If I mention any books like Speak From Within in the show, there's going to be a link to that off the website. And if you go off the website to Amazon to buy it, I'm also an Amazon affiliate. I need to let you know that. Okay, now that we've gotten all the logistics out of the way, let's get to Chapter 3 of Speak From Within. Chapter 3. Does anybody hear me? Do you know that old philosophical question, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? For a long time, I tried to figure out the physics of sound waves and what happens to those physical vibrations if no instrument, microphone or ear, is there to receive them. And then I realized none of that matters. It does not matter whether or not the tree makes a sound. The sound exists, certainly, but it gets its meaning from those who hear it. Only then does it become relevant. So, if we're going to communicate, we must all accept our right to do so. We must all learn how to do so. Then, we must all get with the program and share our victories, tragedies, wins, losses, and lives. My role in all this? It's to help you get there. I was born to help others learn these secrets of communication that aren't really secrets. I integrated my knowledge of my role with my experience when I first began teaching groups how to sing. My first group singing class took place in the autumn of 2001, literally the week following 9/11. See, that's what I learned when I first taught my Learn to Sing class right after 9/11. We heal when we communicate. We can most be ourselves when we share our stories with each other. We can most show kindness, compassion, and empathy when we listen to other people's stories. Whether they come as songs, writing, or spoken word, our stories inform, enhance, and heal us all. That first evening of the class, we spent putting our emotions into song. We breathed together, we sang, and we shared our pain and disbelief that something like this could happen. People wept and grew and healed with this experience, and I was honored to be part of helping my students, all adults by the way, communicate with song and word and heart. It works with a song, and it works with a story. Remember that, please. The two aren't all that different because they come from and go to the same place. After many years of doing this work, I've realized the key to success is trusting your inner guide and its connection to everyone and everything else. If you speak from that place, you'll speak truths that everyone has thought or pondered, and those truths connect us to one another. We all need and want only a few basic things. We just have wildly different ideas on what they mean and how we might attain them. Let's discuss a few of these needs and desires. We want to feel loved, we want to feel safe, and we want to feel valued. The path we take to get there might differ from one to the next, but the overall goals are the same. So when you speak, If you speak to those goals, in other words, put your message in the speech and or relate it to those goals, then people will listen and they will attend to you. Once you have their attention, you are golden. But how will you know? That last question is a trick one. You can't truly know the answer until you first listen to your audience. Regardless of who they are and how many of them you face, first, you have to listen. You have to let them know you value them, not just their opinions, thoughts, ideas, or even dollars, but them. To step back even further, before you can let them know you value them, you have to open your heart, soul, and consciousness to knowing and valuing them without wanting or needing anything in return. I get it. It sounds like I've swallowed some sort of bizarre happy pill. I haven't. I have discovered the secret to being a good communicator. Do you want to know what it is? Are you ready? Here goes. To be a great communicator, you have to care, listen, and value other people. You have to be curious about who they are. Additionally, you have to discover more about them than what they say or what you see. You must delve deeper. You have to build and flex your intuition muscles and get to know the real them. You can't leave anything on the surface. You must dive deep. You must, in essence, listen with your heart and then respond based on what you've heard and intuited. It's a reversal of sorts, isn't it? In order for them to listen and hear you, first you need to listen to and hear them. That is how we build connection, and from that place of contact, we communicate. It starts with listening and intuition. We all have the capacity for both, but we must practice in order to improve our skills. And that means we must get out of our own heads. We must put our thoughts on the back burner so we can perceive what's going on with others. We have all these whirling thoughts. For some, it's a constant barrage of negativity. For others, it's just a constant barrage, a never-ending storm of thoughts or ideas. We keep most of them hidden. Can you imagine what would happen if we all shared every thought that came to us? It would be chaos. No one would ever get anything done again. We would implode from all the data coming in and going. So we keep the vast majority of that marathon monologue inside. Some of us do express our thoughts and ideas through art or writing. Some do it in other, less constructive ways, and at least some remain convinced that no one else could possibly understand the thought storm raging inside. But I promise you this, whatever strange, bizarre, painful, magical, miraculous monologue you have going, you are not alone. Certainly your monologue is different from mine or from the person next to you or across the street from you, but don't for one second think we haven't all had thoughts that surprise, shock, and scare us. We've all had them, and we'll all keep having them. And if we all think these constant thoughts and most of us rarely express them, isn't it incredible when someone really wants to know? How amazing it must be to know that someone wants to step out of their personal pool of thoughts and see what yours is like. That's why it feels magical when we run into someone who's curious about us or who seems to just get us. Think back on the last time that happened. Didn't you just want to hang out with that person? Wasn't there something magnetic about them? While I don't want to take away from that person's intrinsic value, I will say that at least some of what you found so fascinating was likely that they got you. Earlier today, I had a serendipitous experience that illustrates this point. I was sitting in Bryant Park, near the New York Public Library, having lunch, and I spotted two men trying to find a table. When they couldn't, I invited them to join me. We found a lot to talk about, from the fact that one of them was from the former Soviet Union, like I am, to the fact that his last name is the same as my ex-brother-in-law's last name, and his son's name is exactly my nephew's name, to introversion and how we can get past it, to data mining, to chess, and much more. It was an amazing moment for all three of us. After a few minutes, one of them, Brian, not his real name, asked what I do. I teach people how to become better communicators, I answered. Particularly if they're shy or introverted, I help them build the skills and confidence to become part of the conversation. Oh, wow. Well, actually, I'm kind of introverted. I have some trouble speaking in public, he said. What might I be able to do about that? I talked to Brian about how much knowing his role would help. For a detailed discussion on knowing your role, please see Chapter 12. For example, you are a natural problem solver. As soon as there's an issue, you want to figure out how to resolve it and make everything better, I said to him. How do you know that? He asked. I'd heard them speaking about wanting a table a little while earlier, and Brian had immediately tried to solve the problem. Well, we'll watch and see what will happen, he said. Someone will leave, and we'll be able to grab a table. I heard you speaking, I answered. I could tell immediately that you're an optimist and a problem solver. Can you imagine how wonderful those qualities would be if you exhibited them when you connect and communicate with people? That's incredible that you figured that out just by overhearing a small part of our conversation, he said. I'm amazed that you intuited all of that. See, and that's the thing, I replied. It's something we can all learn. Brian was surprised and delighted that someone got him, and that brought us closer together. It allowed for our communication to be more honest, more authentic, and frankly, more enjoyable. We didn't have to stick to safe topics. We got the opportunity to engage on a deeper and more profound level because he felt more at ease. Another way to build that communication/listening bridge is to help people solve a problem. The rest of my interaction with these gentlemen highlights this point well. But what about my son, the other man? Maxim said, I am not a good speaker, and neither is he. He is shy, and I want him to be better able to speak and present. We've had him in a theater improv class for years, and it's not really working. What can we do to help him? If we want to improve our communication skills, we must remember that every person has their own path, and shy and outgoing people have different roads altogether. If your son is shy or introverted, you might have to find a different path for him to break out of his shell, I said. If I were trying to help him open up and become a better communicator, I'd first want to determine what he wants to talk about. So I'd ask him. I would find out what he likes to talk about and get him talking about it. Let's say it's chess. For this example, he loves chess. Ask him about it. Get him to talk about it to you. Ask him to explain the game and the rules. Play with him. Engage with him on the level of what he already loves, and he'll want to discuss it with you. Let that be the gateway to get him communicating. He will build those skills, and then, as he gains confidence and desire to speak to others about his passion, you can add other topics and other ideas. Because he will have already built the skills, it'll be easier for him to make progress. The opportunity to help Brian and let Maxim know I had really seen them made it far easier to communicate with them. Given the choice, I prefer meaningful conversations to small talk. I want to delve deeply into who people are, what they think, and how they live. The more we cultivate that curiosity, the easier it will be to forge relationships that allow and encourage authentic and engaging communication. If you want to build your speaking skills, first build your intuition and empathy skills. Become a student of the human experience. Listen to people, hear what they say, and be curious. Learn about who they are and what they really want. See how they relate to and view the world. And once you know that, meet them where they are. Build up your intuitive power so that you can know people. If they feel you know them and get them, you'll seem more familiar to them. If you do this authentically, you will also be more trustworthy, and a trustworthy listener is a gift we all want to receive. Listen to how they speak. We all want to be heard. We all want to feel like people hear us. A person who authentically wants to know our thoughts and ideas becomes a revelation. So even as you talk, make sure you keep listening. Listen to them with just as much, if not more, attention than you want them to pay you. Give more than they do. Listen harder. Perceive everything you can from every person. These are the keys to gaining an engaged and excited audience. Remember, listening with your ears is not enough. Open your intuition. Trust your gut and your heart when you speak to new people, and more importantly, when you spend time listening to them. Pay attention not just with your ears and eyes, but with your belly. Notice your own responses to what they say and how they say it. Do you feel any tightening in your own body, perhaps your belly or the space between your eyebrows? Is there a tingling along your scalp or the back of your neck? If any sort of stray thoughts crop up as you listen and speak, Pay close attention. That unbidden idea or image is chock full of data you need to know. You're getting information that can help you succeed in establishing a true, engaged, and authentic relationship. If that information is about the people you're speaking to, evaluate it and use it to modify on the fly. You will need to know your material well enough to do that, which we'll discuss more in Chapter 18. If the light bulb that goes on has nothing to do with what is happening, then you're losing your audience and you need to get back in the moment. Because if you aren't excited enough to stay on your topic, you can't expect your audience to do it either. So, in addition to paying attention to them, give yourself some thought. Self-evaluate and note your own reactions to what is happening on a mental, emotional, and physical level. Build your awareness of yourself in relation to your audience. Are you excited, committed, and in the present moment? Do you feel a connection and electricity between you and your listeners? If the energy is there and palpable, chances are you are on the right track. If things feel grayed out and muted, you'll need to do something to reinvigorate yourself and the audience. If you don't, you'll lose them and your message will be lost as well. I understand that sensing the energy in the room might be a challenge if you don't know how to do it. However, it's not a mysterious, metaphysical gift. Rather, it's a skill you can learn. First, cultivate your curiosity about people. Before you step on any sort of stage to speak, pay attention to everyone. If you are on a bus, in a coffee shop, or any place where people congregate, speak to them. Ask questions. Get to know them. Get curious about who they are and what makes them tick. Once you become accustomed to asking questions, take a step back. Choose a person in the room and see if you can discern who they are before you get to know them. Create their story in your head. Imagine their career, their likes and dislikes, their hobbies and history. And then ask. Pay attention and compare the story you spun out to their own truth. The more you do this, the more you will hone your perceptive and intuitive skills. If you build these skills and you cultivate an authentic curiosity about people, you will draw them to you. It's amazing how often someone who listens is called a great conversationalist, and someone who is authentically interested in other people's story gets a reputation as an amazing communicator. Bring that new awareness into your presentations. Use these intuitive skills to aid you as you communicate. You will create and nurture an energy that sparkles and draws people to you and to your message. Use this perception skill when you are presenting to foster your connection with your audience and keep evaluating in the moment to make sure they are with you. On the physical, practical level, pay attention to body cues. If they are interested, you will know. Are they checking their phones? Are they looking anywhere but at you? If you see that, then take a second, breathe, and regroup. Refocus your message on some of those goals I just mentioned, and you will get them right back. Also, never underestimate the power of a good surprise. Change it up. Make it different. Figure out a way to stir the pot. And one of the best ways to stir the pot is to entice them with your voice. Be like a Greek siren. That's the end of Chapter 3 and also today's episode of the Innovative Mindset Podcast. Come back next Thursday and you will hear Chapter 4 on being a siren. Love it if you would let me know. Leave a comment or better yet, leave a review wherever you're listening. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, that would be a terrific place to leave a review on what you think about the show and how things are going. And if you're enjoying Speak From Within and you want to read it, you can certainly do that and go a little bit faster than I am reading it every week to you. You can buy it at Amazon or at isoldatea.com and go to About and then Books. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and be kind. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new. And if you like what you're hearing, please review it and rate it and let other people know. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show,
I'd love to meet you on patreon.com/innovativemindset. I also have lots of exclusive goodies to share just with the show's supporters there. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2021. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, keep living in your innovative mindset.